All right. Congratulations to Rita of Joliet for picking up that 12 Saturdays till Christmas gift bag. This is so exciting, Kieran. I love doing this. All right. So, shifting gears. Are we shifting gears? Where are we right now in the program? I think we are going to spend some time chatting with you now, Karen.
All right. I'm looking forward to this.
And for those who don't know, Karen is a Joliet native, and she began performing experience in the choir loft at St. John Lutheran Church as a soloist in the third grade.
And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know a lot of singers do get started in the church venues. I just found it was just a wonderful way to express, you know, my was in my heart and my talent. Plus, they don't boo.
Okay.
At church. It's a wonderful place.
Yes.
You get a chance to grow. If you make a mistake, everybody says, oh, honey, you were so wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gives you all the self-confidence in the world to keep going.
That's it. That's it. And, of course, you continued through your teens, and you began performing in the clubs, some of the standards and show tunes.
My favorites.
Give me some examples.
Oh, let's see. I always say I was born in the wrong time. I love Ella Fitzgerald. Just the queen of swing and jazz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Judy Garland.
Yes.
Absolutely. The show tunes, you know, Rockabye My Baby and New York,
okay.
New York Liza. And,
okay.
And all those girls, you know, even mm-hmm. the Sinatra mm-hmm. standards, the mm-hmm. swing songs, just my favorites.
Got it. And eventually you became a part of a band backstage.
Yes.
That was your band.
That was our band.
Uh-huh. And you guys traveled around and performed across the United States. You came back home and attended Joliet Junior College.
And I graduated from
University
of St.
Francis. Yes. And then you got into, while you're still singing,
yes.
you got into the long-term care administration, first as an activity director and then a volunteer coordinator. And finally, you became administrator at the Sunny Hill Nursing Home of Will County.
Yes, and I just retired from that post after 14 years as administrator at the end of this past May.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it was the most amazing experience that I could have ever asked for. I was able to work side by side with a great team of people.
Yes.
We had wonderful support. The community has always been very supportive. It's the only county nursing home in the Will County area. There's only 11 county nursing homes left in the entire state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Because county nursing homes have a different mission than profit facilities do, and that is, you know, if we can take care of your needs, we will figure out a way of doing that. It makes no difference how much money you have.
Okay.
So that is the mission of a county nursing home. And so we tend to take more people that are, our average age was 87. So, I mean, it was truly a geriatric facility.
Got it.
And
got
we
it.
Turned the facility around, and it's a 5-star facility, which is the highest rating you can get.
Oh, my goodness.
But from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I can't say enough about that staff at Sunny Hill. And,
yes.
and the wonderful, their mission is to provide the highest quality of resident-centered care possible. That means your care is uniquely designed for you. So it's not just your medical needs, it's your social needs, it's the entire person.
Yeah. And I bet as activity director you threw in some singing there too.
Oh, a little bit, you know. And you know, volunteering is an amazing experience. I still go there once a week. I teach a senior scholars class on Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's fascinating to listen to their take on history.
Okay.
Because they've lived it, but it's just in a different guise now. And history is very, you know, circular, and,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps coming back around. And to hear them share their experiences and their likes and dislikes. And they're very savvy. I have to say that they watch the news. They have opinions about what's going on, and especially when it affects them and their grandchildren.
That's right. That's right. Love those seniors.
Yes.
And the
Friends
super
of Sunny
seniors.
Hill, I'm on that board, and we're constantly raising awareness and funds for things that are just a little bit outside of the county budgetary venue. So right now we're raising money for a brand new bus.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Well, fantastic. You're a dynamic woman. And of course, the big announcement here is that Karen Iceberg is on the program. That's right. She's going to be performing for our 10th annual Christmas celebration broadcast. That's Saturday, December 2nd. And of course, the VIP reception will be at 11:30 a.m. And then from noon to 2 o'clock, you guys will enjoy some great Christmas music. And this woman has a beautiful voice, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it come on the airwaves.
I am so looking forward to this. I know you've extended the invitation to me for years in a row, and there was always something at the nursing home that was taking place. So I am so thrilled to be able to come and do this year.
Yeah. I'm so happy to have you on board for this 10th annual. So ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars and of course come on out and support us. We'll squeeze as many as we can into the studio if we have to be in studio. We're still kind of waiting to hear word back on a few places. We are trying to get out into a venue to celebrate this 10th annual, and we'd love to see your face in the place. So make sure that you stay tuned every Saturday going forward so that you'll know. And also remember to visit MarylandsCafeSociety.com, where we will keep you updated about the progress that we're making with this 10th annual Christmas celebration broadcast featuring Karen Iceberg. You have a performance coming up
next Friday. I'll be at Giovanni's restaurant in Crest Hill from 7 to 11. I would suggest if you're going to come and see me, give them a call so they can make space available for you. And I tend to type kind of theme my evenings there. So this next week, so will be cabaret. It'll be cabaret style. So absolutely come on out and hear your favorite songs.
Absolutely. Well, again, we appreciate you hanging out with us on this Saturday. Such a gloomy, wet, rainy Saturday for you to come out, but I'm glad that you made it.
I'm thrilled to be on.
You did a fantastic job co-hosting with me. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats or stay in your seats, because coming up in a few minutes, we're going to bring you some exciting high school football, Joliet Central at Joliet West. And of course, Evan Bredesen will be calling that game, and it starts at 1 o'clock. But before we go, we have to tell you what love is, as we always do. Love is undimmed after 50 years.
Wise, very wise.
Yeah. And of course, everyone, as you move through the week, be sure that you live, you laugh, and love. And as always, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. And we'll hang out again next Saturday right here at 1340 WJOL. Peace, everybody.